Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're in the Siman of Tafres Peiches Seif Beis. V'chein ha-kfarim ha-nirim imahem, afilu sh'enem smuchim k'gon heim bahar. If there's a small village that can be seen from the big city, even though it's not that close, for example, it's on a mountain, and it's far away, but you can see it. O she-smuchim, or it's close to it, afilu enem nirim imahem. K'gon she'em b'emek, let's say it's in a valley. So it's very close, but you can't see one from the other. Ubilvad, still that's like they're considered connected to the big city, the walled city, and the Biran Tezvav. Ubilvad shul yiruchokim yosrei mimil, they have to be within a meal, within 2,000 amos. Now, what about Shushan itself? This is interesting. Uveshushan, afi she'enu mukefes chomim mos b'shul binun, Shushan. That's where the Nase happened. That's where the second day of the war happened. Shushan was not walled b'zman Yeshua bin Nun. Still, the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch passes, they're Korim b'tezma. You read on the 15th. Why? Hol v'nase bo Nase. That's where it happened. So the whole point was to emphasize the difference between Shushan and the rest of the world. So Shushan is an exception, even though it did not have a walled city b'zman Yeshua bin Nun. Still, in Shushan, they read on. They read on the 15th. Sif Gimel. Kfarim v'ayaros gedolos u'krachim she'enem u'kafim u'chom yosu shubinun karim b'gir dalet. Everyone else reads on the 14th. Villages, regular cities, big cities that did not have a wall around it, bizman yosu shubinun, they read on the 14th. Oh. So here there's an interesting machlokas brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody is a 15th person, he lives in Yerushalayim, he can't read to be motzi somebody who's a 14th person on the 14th. Let's say a person who lives in Yerushalayim went to visit his friends in Beit Shemesh on the day of 14th of Purim. He knows how to lay in the Megillah. So he can't be motzi his friends in Beit Shemesh. Why? Because it's not his day. And you can only be motzi someone if you're chayiv. He's not considered chayiv today. On the 14th. V'chein lehefech. And if somebody who lives in Beit Shemesh is a 14th person, happens to visit Yerushalayim on the day of the 15th, he can't read for someone in Yerushalayim because he's not chayiv on that day. And the Pimugadim says that if a ben krach, if someone who's a Yerushalayim person reads in Beit Shemesh, someone from Beit Shemesh, then it would be yotze. His reasoning is, we'll get to a little bit later, but the standard poskim follow the first view that it doesn't work. If it's a shas archach and you have no one else to read for you, so since some of the achronim accept the prima gadim, so if you're stuck and you live in Beit Shemesh and there's no other way to have the Megillah read for you, and the only person available is someone who lives in Yerushalayim, so then you would rely on the prima gadim. Okay. Sif Dalet. Krach shu safek im hukaf b'mi Yeshua b'nun im lav, karim b'yadalud b'tes avu v'lelehen. If you have a city that's a safek, whether it had a wall, you read both days, the 14th and the 15th. And that's the list that I gave, I mentioned yesterday, the cities that are considered a safek. But v'lo yivarech kim b'yadalud, but you say the bracha on the 14th. Why? Shuzman kriya l'rov ha'olam. That's in most of the people. Are Yotze, most of the cities in the world are 14th and zero. Therefore, the bracha is reserved for the 14th and not for the 15th. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes another idea, which is that if a person lives in Yerushalayim and reads on the 14th, then he's Yotze b'di'evet. It's not called a bracha l'batala. So therefore, since if you're a 14th person, for sure, if on the 15th, you're not Yotze. But if you're a 15th person, so then, many say you're Yotze if you read on the 14th. So because of that reason as well, if it's a toss-up, because we're not sure if it's a 14th or 15th, so read on the 14th, then for sure you're safe. If it's really a 14th city, then you're Yotze. And even if it's a 15th city, still you're Yotze, because we paskin that if a person who is a 15th person reads on the 14th, he would indeed be Yotze. So that's why the Prima Gadim says, and others say, that b'di'evet, if you're a 15th person and you read for someone on the 14th, you're yotze, because of this idea. But again, most poskim say, no, that's only b'di'evet, you're yotze, but still, you're not considered a mechuyev b'davar, and a person who's a 15th person cannot be motzi someone who's a 14th person on the 14th, and that's a standard accepted halacha.